People crowd into Brooklyn Chest Hospital on the outskirts of Cape Town. Many have TB. The facility is recognized as one of the best TB treatment centers in the world.
This first little boy's got TB meningitis and he's already 5 months on therapy. Unfortunately, he had a very severe form of TB meningitis. He already had a complete loss of consciousness when he initially arrived.
Dr. Marianne Willemse heads the hospital's children's section. She's showing medical students one of her patients. The four-year-old boy is curled up in a cot, silent. His eyes stare blankly at the ceiling.
He's cortically blind. He's not responding to any hearing. And he's also quadriplegic. And at this stage also he's unable to swallow, so he's being fed with a nasogastric tube.
In adults, TB mostly attacks the lungs. But Willemse explains that in small children, it concentrates in the lymph nodes, allowing it to pass into the brain. The doctor insists that most TB meningitis cases could have been prevented, but children are brought to hospital when they're already in a coma.
50% of them will die of the disease, and the other 50% will have severe damage.
Willemse says doctors often misdiagnose TB meningitis.
It usually starts with a bit of a headache, the smaller child may be vomiting, having a fever. It often gets misdiagnosed.
These are symptoms of common childhood sicknesses like ear infection. So doctors prescribe medicines for these minor ailments instead of treating TB.
In 2 days, the child is still not eating, is still vomiting, is now starting to become very sleepy, lethargic, doesn't want to play anymore. But the mom often don't go back to the same person because it didn't work. So she goes somewhere else up until the child has convulsions. And then they know this is something serious and then they go directly.
Willemse says perhaps the hardest part of her job is telling parents that their previously healthy child will never be the same again.
I can tell them that I already see there is a lot of brain damage and I already know that your child is not going to be normal. Your child did have severe damage and that's not nice at all. It's a heavy burden sometimes. One sometimes lies awake at night and you pray for them.
In another corner of the hospital's children's ward, a six-month-old infant moans uncontrollably.
The mommy died 2 days after the baby was born. She was born very prematurely. This child's mother had TB while she was pregnant.
The baby has another potentially lethal form of tuberculosis, multi-drug-resistant, or MDR, TB. It develops when adults with normal TB do not complete their treatment, often because the TB drugs make them nauseous. They then infect their children with MDR TB. To heal youngsters with this strain of TB, Willemse injects them with drugs every day for 6 months. The medicines save many lives, but they have dangerous side effects.
The most scary side effect is that the injectable can cause deafness. So one has to test the hearing every month. And it can also be toxic for the kidneys and it can be toxic for the thyroid. So
Willemse says her hospital cannot cope with all the children who have TB. As a result, it's forced to admit only the sickest patients.
We always have a waiting list. So as the one goes out, there's already somebody waiting to come in.
She predicts that South Africa's TB epidemic will last far into the future.
The infection rate will go down, but will we have a TB-free society? No. And are we losing the MDR battle? Yes.
Willemse maintains that TB patients are not being counselled properly at many public health facilities in the country, so they don't realise how infectious the disease is and how important it is for them to complete their treatment, and how easily they can pass TB on to their children. This 6-year-old girl is brain damaged and lame because of TB. She spends her days chanting. Patients such as this continue to fill South African hospitals, with no sign of the TB flood easing soon. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Cape Town.
Oh,